A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one, and honestly, it's the kind of question that makes you realize how much we all just trust our ISPs without evidence. He's running OPN Sense on a router connected to a fiber gateway in bridge mode, and he noticed something odd. For all the plugins OPN Sense offers, there's no dedicated tool for tracking connection quality over time. Not uptime monitoring. That's there. But actual metrics like average upload speed, download speed, and jitter, tracked historically. If you've got multiple ISPs to choose from in your area, none of them are going to volunteer their real quality of service numbers. So the question is, what tools exist, open source or commercial, that can run on your own hardware and give you meaningful long-term ISP performance data?
This is one of those gaps that, once you see it, you can't unsee it. What are you actually getting at 2 in the morning on a Tuesday? More importantly, is your jitter creeping up every evening when your neighborhood starts streaming? Without your own data, you're just guessing.
And the ISP's own speed test, the one they tell you to use when you call support, is about as trustworthy as a fox guarding the henhouse. They can prioritize that traffic, route it internally, make it look pristine while your actual connection to the rest of the internet is struggling.
So today, we're building a DIY ISP quality dashboard. No black boxes, no ISP-provided apps, no trusting the marketing copy. Just tools you run on your own hardware, pointed at your own connection, collecting real data over weeks and months.
The key word there is your own hardware. Daniel specifically mentioned he's on a wired fiber connection. The gateway's in bridge mode, so we're measuring the actual line, not Wi-Fi variability. That's the right way to do this. You want to know what's coming out of the wall, not what your router's antennas are doing 3 rooms away.
Let's start by understanding exactly what OPN Sense is missing and why that gap exists. OPN Sense actually has excellent uptime monitoring built in. You've got gateway groups, you've got dpinger, it'll tell you the moment your connection drops. But there's zero built-in historical bandwidth quality metrics. No speed test scheduler, no jitter trending, no latency overtime graphs. It's a glaring omission for a platform that otherwise gives you tremendous visibility into your network.
That's not a criticism of OPN Sense, really. It's a firewall and routing platform first. But it means if you want to know whether your ISP is actually delivering what you're paying for, you need to bring your own tools.
Here's why this matters beyond just satisfying curiosity. ISPs shape traffic. They oversubscribe nodes, selling more bandwidth than the infrastructure can actually handle at peak, betting that not everyone will use it simultaneously. They degrade during peak hours. And without your own long-term data, you have no ammunition. You call support, they run their own test, they say, looks fine on our end, and that's the end of the conversation.
The looks fine on our end. Shutdown. I've been there. It's infuriating.
It's designed to be. But if you can say, I have 90 days of data showing my jitter triples every Saturday at 7 p.m. and my download speed drops 40% between 8 and 10 p.m. on weeknights, now you're not asking them if there's a problem. You're telling them there's a problem, and you have the receipts.
If you're in an area with multiple ISP options, which Daniel mentioned is part of his consideration, this data becomes your actual decision-making tool. Not which ISP has the shiniest ads, or which one gave my neighbor a good deal, but which one actually delivers consistent performance to my house, on my street, during the hours I actually use the internet.
That's the frame. This is a practical tools episode. We're not going deep on networking theory, we're not explaining what TCP is. We're assuming you know what OPN Sense is, you know what jitter means, and you want to know what to install and how to use it.
Sounds like exactly what I'd want if I were staring at an OPN Sense plugin list wondering why this doesn't exist. Alright, let's get into the tools. I'm going to walk through 4 options, starting with the most powerful and flexible setup. And fair warning, it's also the most work to configure.
The first one, and honestly the gold standard for self-hosted monitoring, is what people call the TIG stack, Telegraph, InfluxDB, and Grafana. Telegraph is the data collector, InfluxDB is the time series database where all your measurements live, and Grafana is the dashboard layer that turns raw numbers into graphs you can actually read.
Telegraph is the key piece here because it has two plugins that are perfectly suited for this exact use case. The first is the ping plugin. You configure it with multiple targets, say Cloudflare's 1.1.1.1, Google's 8.8.8.8, and your ISP's own DNS server, and it continuously measures latency, jitter, and packet loss to all of them. It writes those measurements into InfluxDB, and Grafana graphs them over time.
The second plugin is where it gets really interesting, the Speedtest plugin. This actually runs the Ookla Speedtest CLI on whatever schedule you set, ingests the download speed, upload speed, and latency results, and stores them alongside your ping data. So now you've got a single dashboard showing you latency trends and throughput trends, all correlated by time.
This is the most powerful option because it gives you the complete picture. You can look at a Grafana dashboard and see, for example, that your latency to Cloudflare is stable at 3 milliseconds all day. But the moment your speed test runs at 8 p.m., the latency during the test spikes to 45 milliseconds. That's buffer bloat. That's your router or your ISP's equipment buffering too aggressively, and it's something you never catch with a single-point speed test.
Let me flag a few practical details on the Telegraph setup, because this is the least documented part. The Ookla Speedtest CLI requires you to accept their license. It's not a big deal, but you need to know it going in. Also, running a speed test consumes real bandwidth. A full gigabit test uses about 200 megabytes of data. If you run it every 30 minutes, that's roughly 2 to 3 gigabytes per month just in testing. On a capped connection, that matters. On uncapped fiber, it's negligible.
The resource cost on the OPN Sense box itself. Telegraph is surprisingly lightweight, about 50 megabytes of RAM, typically under 2% CPU on anything modern. You're not going to notice it running.
The heavier part is InfluxDB and Grafana, those you probably don't want running directly on your router. The recommended architecture is Telegraph on the OPN Sense box and InfluxDB plus Grafana on a separate machine, a Raspberry Pi 4, an old NUC, a small VM somewhere on your network. Keeps the monitoring stack off your router's CPU and storage, and gives you more flexibility with Grafana dashboards.
That's the TIG stack, most powerful, most flexible, but highest setup effort. If you want something simpler and more focused, that brings us to tool number two, SmokePing.
SmokePing is purpose-built for exactly one thing, and it does it beautifully: latency and jitter monitoring over time. It uses fping to probe multiple targets simultaneously, and it renders these RRD graphs that make jitter spikes visually obvious in a way that raw numbers never could. The graph shows you not just the average latency, but the range, the spread between minimum and maximum ping times. When your connection is healthy, that spread is tight. When jitter creeps in, the graph gets. You can see it instantly.
Here's the part Daniel will love. SmokePing is available as an OPN Sense plugin. It's called OS SmokePing. It's in the community repository, and installation is basically point and click. You add your targets, ISP Gateway, Cloudflare, Google DNS, and within a day you've got latency graphs that would make a network engineer weep with joy.
The classic pattern you'll see on a SmokePing graph, a fiber connection sitting at a rock-solid 3 milliseconds all day, and then at 8 p.m., the line jumps to 45 milliseconds and stays there until midnight. That's oversubscription. Your ISP sold more bandwidth than the neighborhood node can handle, and when everyone gets home and starts streaming, your latency suffers. SmokePing makes that pattern impossible to miss.
The downside of SmokePing is it's laser-focused. It doesn't do throughput testing, no download or upload speed measurements. It's strictly latency and packet loss. So it answers, is my connection responsive, but not is my connection fast? For a lot of people, that's actually the more important question. Jitter matters more for real-time applications than raw throughput does.
Tool 3 is VNSTAT. This one's different. It's not a speed test at all. VNSTAT is a lightweight bandwidth monitor that reads directly from your network interface counters. It tracks daily and monthly traffic totals, average speeds, and peak usage hours. The beauty of it is the resource footprint. It uses less than 10 megabytes of RAM and has no database overhead. It's truly set and forget.
VeenStat gives you utilization patterns, not performance measurements, but that's valuable in its own right. If you see your interface counters showing heavy traffic every weekday at 9 a.m., but your speed tests are fine, you know the issue isn't your ISP. Something on your network is saturating the connection. Conversely, if VNSTAT shows low utilization but your latency is spiking, that points squarely at the ISP side.
Tool 4 is LibrenMS. This is the nuclear option, a full network monitoring suite with auto-discovery, alerting, and historical graphs for latency, packet loss, and interface utilization. You install it on a separate machine or VM, point it at your OPN sense via SNMP, and it discovers everything. It'll graph your WAN interface throughput, your CPU temperature, your DHCP leak status. It's comprehensive.
For a single router, LibrenMS is probably overkill. But if you've got a home lab, a switch, an access point, maybe a server or two, it becomes genuinely useful, and the alerting is excellent. You can set thresholds and get notifications through pretty much any channel you want.
Let me give you a quick comparison matrix. The TIG stack is the most flexible. You can build exactly the dashboard you want, correlate any metrics, set any alerts, but it's the highest setup effort. Smokeping is laser-focused on jitter and latency, dead simple to install via the OPNSense plugin, but doesn't do throughput. VNSTAT is set-and-forget bandwidth tracking with essentially zero overhead, but it's not a performance test. And LibrenMS is the everything-in-one-box solution that's probably overkill unless you have a home lab.
The one that gives you the most actionable data for ISP complaints is definitely the TIG stack, because you get correlated latency and throughput data over time with alerts. You can walk into a support call with graphs showing exactly when and how your connection degrades. That's hard for an ISP to dismiss.
Those are the tools, but having the data is only half the battle. Now let's talk about what you actually do with it.
Because here's the thing. Long-term data fundamentally changes how you interact with your ISP. You stop being a customer who feels like the internet is slow and become someone with 90 days of empirical evidence. That's a very different conversation.
I want to share a concrete case study because it illustrates exactly why this matters. There was a user with 1 gigabit fiber who set up the TIG stack and noticed something strange in their Grafana dashboard. Every weekday at 9 a.m., their download speed dropped from around 950 megabits per second to about 300, consistent clockwork every single weekday. The latency stayed fine. This wasn't congestion, it was something else.
That's the kind of pattern you'd never catch with an occasional manual speed test. You'd just think, internet feels slow this morning, and move on with your day.
But the Grafana dashboard made the pattern obvious. They exported the graphs, contacted the ISP, and presented the data. The ISP investigated and found that a business customer on the same node was running massive daily backups at exactly 9 a.m., saturating the shared infrastructure. Within 2 weeks, the ISP split the node. Without the data, that user would have just lived with a degraded connection indefinitely.
That's the leverage we're talking about. ISPs respond to data because data is hard to argue with, and this is the important part. Data can end up in front of regulators. Which brings us to another practical point. What do you actually do with this information once you have it?
If you see consistent jitter above 10 milliseconds or speed drops below 70% of your advertised rate, collect at least 14 days of data. Then file a formal FCC complaint if you're in the U.S., or the equivalent regulatory body in your country. In the U.S., ISPs are required to respond to formal FCC complaints within 30 days. That's a legal obligation, not a courtesy.
Here's something most people don't realize. Some ISPs have acceptable use clauses that technically prohibit automated speed tests. It's rarely enforced, especially on residential connections, but it exists in the fine print. Worth knowing about, even if the practical risk is near zero.
The buffer blow detection angle is worth digging into because it's one of the most common issues and one of the hardest to diagnose without the right tools. Buffer bloat happens when network equipment, your router or your ISP's hardware, holds packets in excessively large buffers instead of dropping them when the link is congested. The result is that your latency spikes dramatically under load.
The TIG stack can catch this. You configure Telegraph's ping plugin to run continuously, and you schedule speed tests to run periodically. When a speed test starts and saturates your connection, the ping plugin keeps measuring. If your latency jumps from 3 milliseconds to 200 milliseconds during the test, that's buffer bloat. If it stays flat, your connection is well tuned.
On the OPN sense side, if you detect buffer bloat, the fix is usually enabling FQ CODEL, fair queuing with controlled delay. It's a queue management algorithm that's built into OPN Sense, and it dramatically reduces buffer bloat by keeping queues short and dropping packets intelligently rather than letting them pile up.
Let me boil this down into a concrete action plan you can implement this weekend. Start with Smoke Ping. It's the easiest. Install a smoke epping from the OPN Sense community repo. Add targets for your ISP gateway, Cloudflare's 1.1.1.1, and Google's 8.8.8.8. That's it. Check the graphs after 1 week and you'll already see patterns.
Once SmokePing is running and you're comfortable with the concept, then add the Teague stack when you're ready for full speed test history. The minimum viable setup, telegraph on your OPN Sense box, InfluxDB and Grafana on a Raspberry Pi or old machine on your network. Configure the ping plugin and the speed test plugin. Give it a month.
That month is important. 1 week of data can be an anomaly. Maybe there was a fiber cut in your area. Maybe your neighbor was running a Bitcoin mining operation that tricked a breaker. A month of data is a trend. Don't make ISP switching decisions based on anything less.
One last thing to think about as you set this up. ISPs are increasingly moving towards SiegeNet, carrier-grade NAT, and IPv6-only deployments. This changes the monitoring landscape. If you're behind SiegeNet, your smoke ping targets might not be reachable from outside in the same way. And with IPv6-only, you need to make sure your monitoring tools are targeting IPv6 addresses, not just legacy IPv4.
The other shift happening is the rise of 5G fixed wireless as a competitor to fiber. If you're comparing ISPs, you might find yourself comparing a fiber connection to a 5G connection, and jitter monitoring becomes even more critical. Cellular connections have inherently variable latency that fiber users aren't used to. A smoke ping graph of a 5G connection looks very different from a fiber graph, and you need to know whether that variability matters for your use case.
That's the landscape. Tools exist, they're mature, they're free, and they'll give you data that changes your relationship with your ISP from one of trust to one of verification. We'd love to hear what you find when you set this up. Share your weirdest ISP monitoring discoveries with us.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the late Victorian period, explorers in the Simpson Desert reported hearing a low-frequency hum emanating from sand dunes during katabatic wind events. The descending cold air vibrating the dune faces like a massive aeolian harp, producing tones around 27 hertz just at the threshold of human hearing.
A singing desert.
27 hertz.
This has been My Weird Prompts. Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop. If you enjoyed this episode, do us a favor and leave a review wherever you listen. It helps more people find the show. We'll be back next week with another prompt from Daniel.
The thing that surprised me when I first dug into this is that OPN Sense actually has a really sophisticated monitoring system already. It's just aimed at a completely different problem. Gateway groups at dpinger are designed to answer one question, is the connection up or down? And they do that brilliantly. You can set up multi-WAN failover, you get instant alerts if a gateway drops, you can even script actions based on link state. But the moment you ask how good is the connection while it's up, you hit a wall.
It's the difference between knowing your car started and knowing how the engine is performing under load. OPN Sense tells you the ignition works. It doesn't tell you the transmission is slipping.
And what Daniel noticed, that there's no plugin filling this gap, is puzzling when you think about it. OPN Sense has plugins for everything from intrusion detection to dynamic DNS to VPN servers, but nothing that says run a speed test every hour and graph the results. Nothing that tracks jitter over a 30-day window. It's a blind spot in an otherwise comprehensive ecosystem.
Part of the reason, I think, is that the OPN Sense community has historically focused on security and routing. The firewall rules, the VLAN segmentation, the VPN tunnels. Performance monitoring of the WAN connection has been treated as something you do externally. Which is fine, but it means new users like Daniel look through the plugin list, don't find what they need, and assume they're missing something obvious. They're not. The tool just isn't there.
That brings us to the second question Daniel raised, which is worth addressing directly. Why can't you just trust the ISP's own speed test? Because on the surface, it seems reasonable. They point you to their own Ookla server, you run the test, it says you're getting 900 megabits per second, case closed.
Except what's actually happening under the hood is that many ISPs optimize the path to their own speed test servers. The traffic might never leave their network. They might prioritize those test packets in their QS configuration. Some have even been caught exempting speed test traffic from the throttling they apply to everything else. You're not measuring your internet connection. You're measuring a carefully curated demo designed to make the ISP look good.
There was a study a few years back. Researchers at Northeastern University found that major ISPs were consistently showing higher speeds on their own tests compared to third-party measurements, sometimes by 20 to 30%. The gap was largest during peak hours, which is exactly when you most want accurate data.
The ISP's test is useful for diagnosing whether the physical line to your house is broken. If their own test shows 5 megabits on a gigabit plan, something is wrong with the fiber. But for understanding the real-world performance, you'll get connecting to services that aren't hosted inside your ISP's network. You need independent measurement. You need targets outside their control.
That's why Daniel's instinct is correct. You want tools running on your own hardware, pointed at neutral third-party endpoints. Cloudflare, Google, Amazon Web Services. Places your ISP can't optimize the path to without also optimizing it for everyone else.
The other piece Daniel got right is the wired-only constraint. He specifically mentioned the fiber gateway is in bridge mode, which means his OPN Sense box gets a public IP directly, and there's no double NAT or ISP router in the middle doing who knows what. That's the ideal setup for this kind of monitoring. You're measuring the actual fiber connection, not Wi-Fi interference from your neighbor's microwave.
Wi-Fi introduces so many variables that it makes long-term ISP monitoring nearly useless. Your speed drops because someone walked between the router and your laptop, or because a new access point appeared on the same channel, or because your device decided to switch bands. None of that is the ISP's fault, but it all shows up in your speed test results. Wired eliminates that entire class of noise.
One thing worth mentioning before we get into the tools themselves. The scope here is practical. We're not going to explain what jitter is or how TCP congestion control works. If you're running OPN Sense, you already know the basics. What we're doing is filling the gap between I know I should be monitoring this, and I know exactly what to install and how to configure it.
The good news is that the tools exist, they're mature, and they're almost entirely open source. You don't need to buy anything. You don't need a subscription. You need some time, some willingness to read documentation, and maybe a spare Raspberry Pi. That's it. The TIG stack is where we should spend the most time, because it's the least documented option and the most powerful. Telegraph is the collector. It runs on your OPN Sense box, and the ping plugin is the first thing you configure. You give it a list of targets, and it sends ICMP packets continuously, measuring round-trip time, jitter, and packet loss. The output goes into InfluxDB as time series data.
The targets matter. If you only ping your ISP's gateway, you're measuring one hop. Add Cloudflare's 1.1.1.1 and Google's 8.8.8.8, and now you're measuring real internet paths. If latency to your ISP gateway is flat, but latency to Cloudflare spikes, the problem is upstream of your ISP's edge, which is exactly the kind of thing they'll try to blame on the internet rather than their own peering.
The speed test plugin is the other half. It calls the Ookla speed test CLI binary, which you have to install separately and accept the license for, and runs a full download and upload test. You configure it in Telegraph's config file with a cron-style interval. Every 30 minutes is common. Every hour is conservative. The results, download speed, upload speed, latency, jitter, packet loss during the test, all get written to InfluxDB.
Here's the configuration detail most guides skip. You want the ping plugin running during the speed test. That's how you catch buffer bloat. Set the ping interval to 1 second, let the speed test saturate the link, and watch what happens to latency. If it jumps from 3 milliseconds to 200, your buffers are too deep somewhere in the chain.
Grafana is where it all comes together. You build a dashboard with a few key panels, a latency over time graph with min, max, and average lines, a jitter graph showing the spread, a download and upload speed graph, and, this is the one I find most useful, a combined panel that overlays latency during speed test events. When those two lines diverge, you've got a problem.
The resource question comes up a lot, and the answer is reassuring. Telegraph on OPNSense uses about 50 megabytes of RAM and under 2% CPU on anything with a processor made in the last decade. The heavier pieces. InfluxDB and Grafana, you run elsewhere. A Raspberry Pi 4 handles it comfortably per a single router setup.
SmokePing is the second tool, and it's almost the opposite philosophy. Where the TIG stack is flexible and modular, SmokePing does one thing. It uses FPing to probe multiple targets, and it renders those distinctive RRD graphs where you can see the latency range as a shaded area around the average line. A healthy connection shows a tight, flat band. Jitter shows up as a widening smear.
The O SmokePing plugin for OPNSense makes installation trivial. You enable it, add your targets in the web interface, and it starts collecting. The graph that'll tell you the most is your ISP's first hop gateway versus an external target. If both spike together, it's your local connection. If only the external target spikes, it's upstream congestion.
The classic oversubscription signature on a SmokePing graph is unmistakable. 3 milliseconds all day, then at 8 p.m. the line climbs to 45 milliseconds and stays elevated until midnight. Every single evening. That's your ISP's neighborhood node running out of capacity when everyone starts streaming. You can't argue with a pattern that consistent.
VNSTAT is tool 3, and it's the odd one out because it doesn't test anything. It reads your interface counters, the raw byte counts the kernel is already tracking, and turns them into daily and monthly summaries. Average throughput, peak hours, total transfer, less than 10 megabytes of RAM, zero database overhead, runs forever without attention.
The value of VNSTAT in this stack is correlating utilization with performance. If your SmokePing graph shows latency spikes at 9 p.m., and VNSTAT shows your interface is pushing 900 megabits per second at 9 p.m., the congestion might be on your side. Something on your network is saturating the link. If VNSTAT shows low utilization during the spike, the problem is definitely upstream.
Tool 4 is LibreNMS, and I'll be honest, for a single OPNSense box, it's a lot. Full auto-discovery via SNMP, alerting rules, historical graphs for everything from interface throughput to CPU temperature. It's built for managing racks of equipment. But if you've already got a home lab with a few devices, pointing LibreNMS at your OPNSense gives you a unified monitoring view that's impressive.
The comparison comes down to what problem you're solving. If you want ammunition for ISP complaints, the TIG stack wins. Correlated speed test and latency data over time with timestamps and trends is the hardest evidence to dismiss. SmokePing gives you the prettiest latency graphs with the least effort. VNSTAT is the zero maintenance option for understanding your usage patterns. LibreNMS is the choice when you want to monitor everything, not just your WAN connection.
One thing I want to flag about the TIG stack specifically, the Ookla speed test consumes real data. A full gigabit test pulls about 200 megabytes. Every 30 minutes, that's roughly 3 gigabytes a month. On uncapped fiber, it's noise. On a connection with a data cap, you need to factor that in.
The thing that surprised me when I first dug into this is that OPNSense actually has a really sophisticated monitoring system already. It's just aimed at a completely different problem. Gateway Groups and dpinger are designed to answer one question, is the connection up or down? And they do that brilliantly. You can set up multi-WAN failover, you get instant alerts if a gateway drops, you can even script actions based on link state. But the moment you ask, how good is the connection while it's up, you hit a wall.
It's the difference between knowing your car started and knowing how the engine is performing under load. OPNSense tells you the ignition works. It doesn't tell you the transmission is slipping.
And what Daniel noticed, that there's no plugin filling this gap, is puzzling when you think about it. OPNSense has plugins for everything from intrusion detection to dynamic DNS to VPN servers, but nothing that says run a speed test every hour and graph the results. Nothing that tracks jitter over a 30-day window. It's a blind spot in an otherwise comprehensive ecosystem.
Part of the reason, I think, is that the OPNSense community has historically focused on security and routing, the firewall rules, the VLAN segmentation, the VPN tunnels. Performance monitoring of the WAN connection has been treated as something you do externally. Which is fine, but it means new users like Daniel look through the plugin list, don't find what they need, and assume they're missing something obvious. They're not. The tool just isn't there.
That brings us to the second question Daniel raised, which is worth addressing directly. Why can't you just trust the ISP's own speed test? Because on the surface, it seems reasonable. They point you to their own Ookla server, you run the test, it says you're getting 900 megabits per second, case closed.
Except what's actually happening under the hood is that many ISPs optimize the path to their own speed test servers. The traffic might never leave their network. They might prioritize those test packets in their CoEs configuration. Some have even been caught exempting speed test traffic from the throttling they apply to everything else. You're not measuring your internet connection. You're measuring a carefully curated demo designed to make the ISP look good.
There was a study a few years back. Researchers at Northeastern University found that major ISPs were consistently showing higher speeds on their own tests compared to third-party measurements, sometimes by 20 to 30%. The gap was largest during peak hours, which is exactly when you most want accurate data.
The ISP's test is useful for diagnosing whether the physical line to your house is broken. If their own test shows 5 megabits on a gigabit plan, something is wrong with the fiber. But for understanding the real-world performance you'll get connecting to services that aren't hosted inside your ISP's network, you need independent measurement. You need targets outside their control.
That's why Daniel's instinct is correct. You want tools running on your own hardware pointed at neutral third-party endpoints. Cloudflare, Google, Amazon Web Services. Places your ISP can't optimize the path to without also optimizing it for everyone else.
The other piece Daniel got right is the wired-only constraint. He specifically mentioned the fiber gateway is in bridge mode, which means his OPNSense box gets a public IP directly and there's no double, NAT or ISP router in the middle doing who knows what. That's the ideal setup for this kind of monitoring. You're measuring the actual fiber connection, not Wi-Fi interference from your neighbor's microwave.
Wi-Fi introduces so many variables that it makes long-term ISP monitoring nearly useless. Your speed drops because someone walked between the router and your laptop, or because a new access point appeared on the same channel, or because your device decided to switch bands. None of that is the ISP's fault, but it all shows up in your speed test results. Wired eliminates that entire class of noise.
One thing worth mentioning before we get into the tools themselves. The scope here is practical. We're not going to explain what jitter is or how TCP congestion control works. If you're running OPNSense, you already know the basics. What we're doing is filling the gap between, I know I should be monitoring this, and I know exactly what to install and how to configure it.
The good news is that the tools exist. They're mature, and they're almost entirely open source. You don't need to buy anything. You don't need a subscription. You need some time, some willingness to read documentation, and maybe a spare Raspberry Pi. That's it. The TIG stack is where we should spend the most time because it's the least documented option and the most powerful. Telegraph is the collector. It runs on your OPNSense box, and the ping plugin is the first thing you configure. You give it a list of targets, and it sends ICMP packets continuously, measuring round-trip time, jitter, and packet loss. The output goes into InfluxDB as time series data.
The targets matter. If you only ping your ISP's gateway, you're measuring one hop. Add Cloudflare's 1.1.1.1 and Google's 8.8.8.8, and now you're measuring real internet paths. If latency to your ISP gateway is flat, but latency to Cloudflare spikes, the problem is upstream of your ISP's edge, which is exactly the kind of thing they'll try to blame on the internet rather than their own peering.
The Speedtest plugin is the other half. It calls the Ookla Speedtest CLI binary, which you have to install separately and accept the license for, and runs a full download and upload test. You configure it in Telegraph's config file with a cron-style interval. Every 30 minutes is common, every hour is conservative. The results, download speed, upload speed, latency, jitter, packet loss during the test, all get written to InfluxDB.
Here's the configuration detail. Most guides skip. You want the ping plugin running during the speed test. That's how you catch buffer bloat. Set the ping interval to 1 second. Let the speed test saturate the link, and watch what happens to latency. If it jumps from 3 milliseconds to 200, Your buffers are too deep somewhere in the chain.
Grafana is where it all comes together. You build a dashboard with a few key panels, a latency over time graph with min, max, and average lines, a jitter graph showing the spread, a download and upload speed graph, and, this is the one I find most useful, a combined panel that overlays latency during speed test events. When those two lines diverge, you've got a problem.
The resource question comes up a lot, and the answer is reassuring. Telegraph on OPNSense uses about 50 megabytes of RAM and under 2% CPU on anything with a processor made in the last decade. The heavier pieces, InfluxDB and Grafana, you run elsewhere. A Raspberry Pi 4 handles it comfortably for a single router setup.
SmokePing is the second tool, and it's almost the opposite philosophy. Where the TIG stack is flexible and modular, SmokePing does one thing. It uses FPing to probe multiple targets, and it renders those distinctive RRD graphs where you can see the latency range as a shaded area around the average line. A healthy connection shows a tight, flat band. Jitter shows up as a widening smear.
The OSmokePing plugin for OPNSense makes installation trivial. You enable it, add your targets in the web interface, and it starts collecting. The graph that'll tell you the most.
The graph that'll tell you the most is your ISP's first hop gateway versus an external target. If both spike together, it's your local connection. If only the external target spikes, it's upstream congestion. Two different problems. Two different conversations with support.
Here's where we land. If you're staring at your OPNSense dashboard right now wondering where to start, here's the priority list. Step 1. Install OSmokePing. It's in the community repo. It's point and click. And within 24 hours, you'll have latency graphs that show you things you didn't know about your connection. Add three targets. Your ISP gateway, 1.1, .1.1, and 8.8.8. Check back in a week.
Step 2. Once SmokePing is running and you've confirmed that yes, your ISP is doing something weird every evening at 8 p.m., add the TIG stack. Telegraph on the OPNSense box, InfluxDB, and Grafana on a separate machine. Now you've got throughput data correlated with latency, and you can see the full picture.
Step 3 is what you do with it. If you're seeing jitter consistently above 10 milliseconds, or your download speed is dropping below 70% of what you're paying for, collect 14 days of data, minimum. Export the graphs. File a formal complaint with the FCC if you're in the US or your country's equivalent. ISPs have 30 days to respond to formal complaints, and they take them seriously in a way they don't take phone calls.
The final piece of advice, run your monitoring for a full month before you make any switching decisions. One bad week could be a fiber cut, a node failure, maintenance work. A month of data separates the anomalies from the trends. Don't cancel your service because Tuesday was slow.
If Tuesday's slow every week for a month, though, that's not Tuesday. That's your ISP. One thing that's going to reshape all of this in the next few years, ISPs are pushing hard towards SiegeNet and IPv6 only deployments, and that changes what these monitoring tools can actually see. If you're behind carrier-grade net, your OPNSense box doesn't have a public IPv4 address anymore. SmokePing targets that used to be reachable might suddenly go dark from the outside, because you're sharing an address with a few hundred other households.
The monitoring tools themselves aren't necessarily built for that world yet. SmokePing assumes you can send ICMP from a known source to a known target and get a response. Behind SiegeNet, that path gets, the return traffic might not make it back to you the same way. You might be measuring the SiegeNet gateway's latency, not your actual connection's latency.
Which is a whole new kind of blind spot. You think your latency is fine because the SiegeNet box is three hops away and responding quickly, but your actual path to the internet is degrading and you can't see it.
The fix, I think, is that these tools are going to need to become endpoint aware in a way they aren't right now. Instead of pinging arbitrary IPs, you might need to ping a service you control, a small VPS somewhere, or a cloud instance where you can instrument both ends and measure the actual path, not just the ICMP echo from the nearest NAT boundary.
The other shift that makes all of this more urgent, not less, is the rise of 5G fixed wireless as a genuine competitor to fiber. If you're in an area with multiple ISP options, one of them might be a 5G service. And jitter monitoring becomes absolutely critical there, because cellular connections have inherently variable latency in a way fiber users have never experienced.
A small ping graph of a 5G connection is a fundamentally different shape than a fiber graph. Fiber sits at 3 milliseconds with a razor-thin band. 5G might bounce between 10 and 40 milliseconds all day, with occasional spikes to 100 when a truck drives past the tower. That variability might be perfectly fine for streaming video, but it'll destroy a Zoom call or a gaming session.
Here's the thing. The ISP selling you 5G fixed wireless isn't going to volunteer that information. They'll advertise up to 300 megabits and mention low latency, somewhere in the fine print, but they won't show you the jitter graph. That's on you to measure.
The tools we've talked about today become even more important as the ISP landscape fragments. You're not just comparing fiber provider A to fiber provider B anymore. You might be comparing fundamentally different technologies, fiber versus 5G versus whatever comes next, and the only way to make an informed choice is with your own data, collected on your own hardware, over a meaningful period of time.
Which brings us back to where Daniel started. He's got OPN sense, he's got a clean fiber connection, and he's asking the right question before he potentially adds a second ISP or switches providers. Get the monitoring in place now while you have a stable baseline. Then when you add a 5G backup link or consider switching, you're not guessing. You're comparing actual performance data.
We'd love to hear what you find when you set this up. The patterns people discover are sometimes bizarre. We've heard stories of connections that degrade every time it rains because water was getting into a street-level junction box, or latency that spikes exactly when the streetlights turn on because of some weird electrical interference. Share your discoveries with us.
Now, Hilbert's Daily Fun Fact.
In the late Victorian period, explorers in the Simpson Desert reported hearing a low-frequency hum emanating from sand dunes during katabatic wind events. The descending cold air vibrating the dune faces like a massive Aeolian harp, producing tones around 27 hertz just at the threshold of human hearing.
A singing desert. Oh!
27 hertz.
This has been My Weird Prompts. Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop. If you enjoyed this episode, do us a favor and leave a review wherever you listen. It helps more people find the show. We'll be back next week with another prompt from Daniel.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.